From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. When confronted with a natural enemy like COVID-19, what can you do? Well, sometimes you just do what you can. WLRN has been bringing you the stories of people pitching in and helping out during the coronavirus pandemic. Like a group of Broward College students, they're using 3D printers to make face shields for healthcare workers. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us more.
When Bobby Henderson used 3D printers at Broward College in the past, it was usually to make
little dinky things like this. It's a plastic little trinket octopus with a monocle and a hat. And it has legs that are movable. It actually prints as like one piece, and then you break the little joints to allow them to be mobile.
Henderson is studying for a bachelor's degree in IT, and he works as a lab tutor in the computer science department.
I also have like a baby Yoda somewhere around here.
But recently he's been volunteering to make face shields instead. The college let student volunteers like Henderson take the printers home so they didn't have to wait around on campus. It takes about 18 hours to finish 4 or 6 plastic pieces that are used to fasten a face shield around someone's head.
The Velcro, we put the Velcro on there, and then they can size it to their own head size.
Annie Myers is the Associate Dean of Information Technology at the college.
We use a 3-hole paper punch to punch holes in this. These are like report covers. You know, those transparent report covers is really what we're using. And I've been around 3D printers for a couple of years now. It still amazes me because out of nothing, you develop this complete thing, right?
Broward College is donating the face shields to Memorial Healthcare in Pembroke Pines. They've made about 250 so far, and their goal is 1,000, since it takes hours to make just a few. These printers will be humming for a while longer. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.